And now, an essay from Turner Ashby High School junior, Jennifer Bays.
I believe in airport reunions. Average length of a soldier's deployment, 12 months. Percent of marriages that end in divorce, 54. Percent of out-of-state freshmen at the University of Michigan in 2011, 40. Percent of the Florida population over the age of 65, 33. Initially, the above statistics may seem unrelated and boring, but I see them as eventual homecomings. Recently, I spent several hours at the airport while waiting for my connecting flight to Orlando. I passed these hours observing homecomings and reunions and imagining the stories behind them. The first story involves a soldier. After missing Thanksgiving, Christmas, and his grandmother's funeral, a camouflage-clad soldier is on leave for a few weeks from the war in Iraq. As he marches through the tunnel from the plane to the airport, he spots his eager mom among the crowd. She is the woman who has been anxiously awaiting her son's homecoming since she hugged him goodbye 423 days ago. The generally stern soldier loses all sense of army composure as a sobbing mother rushes to wrap her arms around him and kiss his clean-shaven face. Soon after, I notice a little girl rolling her Disney princess backpack along the generic white airport tiles and holding the hand of the flight attendant who is walking her through the busy terminal. I'm struck with the realization that the divorce statistics are about real people. They're about this little girl who lives with her single mom in New York and is taking her first plane trip to visit her dad in Texas. She sees the man who has been thinking only of his daughter's cute blonde curls and contagious little laugh ever since he booked her plane ticket. "Daddy!" the little girl screams as she jumps into the arms of the man she has cried for and missed the past 3 months. Next, I witness an independent, out-of-state college student sink into the arms of his mother. He confidently exits the plane, proudly wearing his college's 2011 homecoming t-shirt. The glowing smile plastered across his tan face is a dead giveaway that he is glad to be home. I notice this traveler walks right past baggage claim because he had no reason to check a bag. He is going home. These are the airport reunions that, I imagine, cause the mother to have a flashback of that same little boy running into her arms when she picked him up after his first day of kindergarten. Lastly, I watched two elderly people nearly lose their balance because of the two children hugging them and shouting their names. These grandparents, who are deporting a plane from Florida, have probably been watching their grandchildren grow up via a 13-by-10.5-inch computer screen through Skype. Now they are in North Carolina to spend a few weeks reading bedtime stories and baking cookies for their family, about whom they cannot brag enough. Having my flight delayed, my bag arriving last on the conveyor at baggage claim, or being in Section Z at the very back of the plane, and getting called last aboard, has taught me valuable lessons about people and relationships. I believe in airport reunions. I have found it impossible not to smile when watching a display of genuine excitement, love, and repeated cries of, "I've missed you so much." Airports have honestly taught me a lot. I have discovered the value of family, the excitement of adventure, and the heartfelt thrill of reunions.
I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come.
My thanks to D. Grimm for sending me Jennifer Bay's essay.